there's definitely been a number of times where I hit the algorithm. I'll try to make an extra effort to let them know who I am, what we're all about, the community. They always, you know, help welcome new names whenever they see new names in the chat. I was supposed to go back to work, and I had a conversation with my wife and a good buddy of mine, and they're both were like, you're seeing such a massive momentum. You cannot drop the ball on this. I over communicate with my wife, and she obviously knew that gaming was my passion just from being in a relationship with me for such a long time. I told her I want to try to do this. So we found a schedule that worked for myself, for her, and also for the community. I knew me playing games made me happy. That's where my happy space was, jumping on with the boys and just having a great time playing. But not only playing at the best of all of our abilities. I woke up one day, I was 299 pounds. I said, I can't continue down this road. I actually quit gaming altogether. I was able to lose 90 pounds. And then once I got to the state where I was happy with myself, I missed gaming.
Welcome to the Becoming a Streamer podcast by Pipeline, where we sit down with your favorite streamers and learn more about their journey and how they got to where they are at today. I'm your host, co-founder of Pipeline, Stone Mountain 64, and today we're joined by Glory Jean, father, husband, full-time Facebook Warzone streamer, over 100,000 followers on that platform alone. He's actually Brazilian native, living the dream now, full-time creating and gaming, spreading happiness through everything that he does. If you guys enjoyed this interview as much as we did, please share it with a friend, show it some love, and without further ado, enjoy the show. Glory, my guy, thank you so much for hopping in on the podcast today. Great to have you on.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I know I've heard some of my community members, you know, asking if I would ever, you know, come on Pipeline and talk a little bit about my journey as a streamer. And so very happy to be on. So thank you for having me on.
Definitely, man. Before we get too deep in everything, I always like to start off kind of like, where are you at now? In case anybody is listening to this, watching, hasn't heard of you, hasn't seen you, where are you streaming? What games you playing? Kind of what's the content that you're creating out there?
Yeah, of course. So I've always been a first-person shooter through way back when I was grinding Call of Duty 4, like competitively with my buddies. And right now, I just passed 100,000 followers on Facebook. So I'm streaming primarily on Facebook. And I'm trying right now, I'm at the stage as well where I'm trying to diversify and grow my socials on, you know, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. So I'm still in that growth stage. Obviously, have a lot of work to do. I have a lot of things planned, but right now I'm averaging somewhere between 6 and 8 hours a day when I stream over on Facebook. So I've been very happy about that. The content has been great. And I've, you know, relatively newer content creator. I've been, you know, skin in the game probably 3.5 years now. So I know there's a lot of people, including yourself, that have been doing it a lot longer. But, you know, very fortunate and happy to be in the position I am right now.
Yeah, that's incredible. Congrats on the 100K as well.
I appreciate that.
Definitely, man. So then did you initially get into Facebook when you first started creating content about 3 years ago? Like, what was your transition into actually creating content then?
So actually, no, I started on Twitch. This was about 3.5. That was probably when I first started creating content. It was on Twitch. I used to watch Dr. Lupo when he, you know, had recently started streaming. He was actually on Destiny. I used to watch him and Ninja with Noel. They used to do trial runs, which I don't know if you're familiar with trials on Destiny, but for those that don't know, it's essentially like a 3v3 where you have to win 9 games out. And if you win and you go flawless without losing, you go to the lighthouse, which it has, you know, cool loot. So I really enjoyed that. I did that all the time, every single week. And I would grind that out with my buddies. And I was like, you know what? Like, they're having a great time and they're streaming it. Let me try. So that's when I first started streaming. I booted up a Twitch. I made a profile. I started doing, you know, trial carries is what they called it. And essentially it would be me and a friend of mine, and we would help other people from the Destiny community to go flawless. And from there, I got to an average between like 30 and 50 viewers on Twitch, which was a massive deal for me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was seeing some really good growth. from it. And, you know, it was an amazing community that I was, you know, had built, and I was having a blast. And so I did that for about a year and a half on Twitch. And over that time, it was probably like 6 months towards the later part of being on Twitch that I felt like I had hit a plateau. I was struggling to being discovered. I felt like I was doing several different things to, you know, networking and trying to do a couple of different things to grow. And right around that time, I actually had seen Darkness and Broman. They were doing a stream, which then later led to it being a podcast. And that was around when Darkness switched to Facebook. And, you know, he had been talking about a few different things about, you know, analytics and, you know, other things that he saw Facebook as a plus. And that had kind of sparked an interest in me because I hadn't at the time, like, started to know about Facebook gaming and, you know, how it, you know, people were trying to on the team move it forward and putting things in place to have it be a platform that people would talk about when it came to gaming. So I was like, you know, let me try this new platform out. I don't have anything to lose. If anything, you know, if it doesn't pan out, I can literally just go back live on Twitch as I have been doing. So I decided to take a leap of faith for that one week before I made the full transition. I, you know, was telling my community that if you, you know, they wanted to enjoy the stream to, you know, go over to my page on Facebook. But then I just, from there, that's when I like actually started taking it seriously. I made a schedule, I put it together, and, you know, it's been a couple of years and it's been the best decision I've made towards, you know, the dream of mine of becoming a content creator. So I've been very, very, very happy about the progress and, you know, what I've achieved so far, but I'm so yet so very far from, you know, where I want to see myself.
And when you came over to Facebook, then did you kind of keep a similar strategy with what you had on Twitch? Like, I mean, you starting by doing carries there. And I guess even when you started on Twitch, like, did you have a specific plan when you were going in with it? Or was it kind of like you tried a couple things and that's where you started to see more people when you started doing some carries?
So one thing that I did more on Facebook is I had a consistent schedule, like no matter, you know, what people would know when I would be live. And that's something where I kind of had on Twitch, but it was more of those things like, you know, if I had, you know, 3-4 hours, I would go on and do some carries on Twitch and help people there. But on Facebook, I like made that extra step on, you know, having the schedule. And I felt like that was one of the things that definitely contributed to a very, very good, you know, short-term growth on Facebook, because at 3 months of being on the Facebook platform, I actually, one of the things that I wanted to do is I wanted to test the platform's discoverability. So I didn't share, other than that one week where I told my community I was going to move to Facebook, I didn't share my, you know, page on Facebook with any of my social medias. I kind of just did like a blank slate, and I wanted to see where I would be, you know, 3 and 6 months down the line. And it turned out that within 3 months, I was able to achieve over 2,500 followers, which was more than what I had achieved in the first year and a half on Twitch. So I was so happy. I was seeing the numbers. I was seeing the growth, the things that I was putting in place and kind of going back and seeing, did I actually nail it on the head on the things that I wanted to do here on Facebook? And things were looking very favorable for me. So I just didn't look back at all. I just continued to focus on Facebook, started to learn different tools. I feel like even today, there are things that I'm still learning within the platform, but I just definitely, you know, try to do the best that I could with the platform. And, you know, I feel like right now I'm still trying to do that. So it's an ongoing thing. I'm always learning new things and it's awesome.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel the same way. I've been doing it for as long as I have. I still love learning new things, and there's still a bunch to it. And that's why I appreciate even, you know, chatting with you, chatting with everybody that I get to. Like, I learn a lot from these as well. So I guess, like, as you were going through it, like, do you think there was something that stood out maybe in those first 3 months, maybe it was after, that was a good significant break that you might have had, or something that helped to give you a little bit more of a boost with it? Like, did you catch into the algorithm with it? Like, what do you think that there was, or does anything stand out there?
So there's definitely been a number of times where I hit the algorithm, and I feel like when I notice that I'm not doing anything, you know, extremely different than I was doing before. And I realized that, you know, the number of concurrents are roughly around the same. And then I see that the total views spike up a little bit. That's when I noticed that, you know, I might be getting some love from the algo. And what I'll do is I'll try to make an extra effort to, you know, let people know that, you know, who I am, because there's a lot of people that are new at that time if I'm hitting the algo. So I'll let them know who I am, what we're all about, the community. You know, they're freaking awesome. They always, you know, help welcome new names whenever they see new names in the chat. Everyone's like, hey, welcome. If, you know, if you have any questions, everyone's more than happy to answer anything. So we try to make a good effort on welcoming those new people. And when we do, you know, a lot of those people end up staying for long term. And that definitely has helped quite a bit over, you know, the many times we've hit the algo. So that's definitely one thing. Another thing, that I have, I still struggle with this till today, but another thing that I've been doing a much better job at is just reaching out to people. Like I hate to be the person where, you know, I reach out to somebody and be like, hey, let's play some games. You know, I don't want to be a burden to other creators. And I sometimes feel like I need to just, you know, let loose, and we're all playing games and we're all looking to have a good time. So that's something that I've done a much better job at, that I, you know, I have to give myself a pat on the back, because if I go back, you know, even like a year or 9 months, I'm completely different in that category. So I'm happy of, you know, the way I've progressed in that area. And, you know, I still have work to do, but those are a couple of things that I definitely feel like have helped quite a bit.
Yeah. And I mean, how has it also been transitioning through games? Because the first time I had saw your streams was in PUBG, I believe, which I was doing quite a bit of PUBG. I think maybe I'd played something else, but I remember seeing your streams on PUBG. So I guess, like, how has the transition been as you've kind of been going through games? And did you see any significant boosts from different games as you made switches or anything along those lines?
I definitely have. That's without a doubt. So when I first, I started streaming on Destiny. There's actually been only three main games that I played, and that's Destiny. And then I jumped over to what you mentioned, PUBG. I played that, you know, for a very long time. I probably have around 5,000 or 6,000 hours clocked in that game. And I was at a very, I guess, I don't want to say comfortable, but I was happy where I was, because, you know, my community was always coming back. I was having a great time. That game still is probably one of the best games I've ever played. Like, gun mechanic wise, it's just so rewarding getting that Kar 98 headshot from a distance.
Yeah.
But I also noticed while playing PUBG, like probably 3 or 4 months before I made the switch to Warzone, where the numbers were, like, they were staying roughly around the same, and I wasn't happy for that. I was ready for something new. I was ready for a new challenge. And Warzone, I think, provided me that satisfaction of playing a BR, but it also provided a challenge of it being faster paced than PUBG. So I knew I was going to have to be on my A game if I wanted to, you know, jump on Warzone and also work up to the level of playing the game that I like to be, which I like to know the ins and outs. I like to know everything about the map, so I know where my strong suits are, so I could have an advantage against another team. So when I made that transition, I definitely, it was kind of scary for a little bit, but I made a commitment and I stuck true to my commitment. I said, I'm going to give this my all. And I didn't, you know, I didn't switch over to Warzone for 2 weeks and then jump back to PUBG. Like, when I switched, my numbers probably tanked 70-75%. And that's a very significant number. Like, you could look at that and you could be like, oh my God, I need to just go back and, you know, be where I was at, because all this time that I put forward to something, it's, you know, I'm hurting myself. So I had those thoughts in my mind, but I didn't let it get to me. I just stuck through it. And I had the best break that I've ever had streaming wise on Warzone. It's been a lot of fun. And I'm very happy that I stuck through. And I definitely encourage people that have similar thoughts to just believe in yourself. You just have to take that leap and go forward with it, because you don't know what's going to pan out. You know, like I said, for me, it's been the best decision that I made for me. So it could definitely be the same case for somebody else as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard thing to change games, especially seeing such a massive hit to it. I mean, how long did it take you as you were playing it? Like, was it a couple of weeks? Was it a couple of months before you really did start to see pickup and started to see what you wanted from it? And also, I mean, it sounds like you were really like you weren't just trying it out, but like you were fully dedicated to it. You knew the take you wanted to take on it, which was, you know, to be a good player on it and to be able to perform on some of those things.
Right. So that 70%, 75% hit, it lasted for about 4 weeks, between 3 and 4 weeks. So it lasted quite a bit.
Yeah.
I started to, you know, play with people that I felt were better than me, because that's where I felt I would, you know, learn the quickest and also get to where I wanted to be as a Warzone player the fastest. After the 3 or 4 week mark, I noticed that my numbers started picking up a little bit. From 70%, it dropped to 50%. And mm-hmm. then a couple more weeks after that, I started, you know, getting better and better, and more people were coming to the streams. And then eventually it was like 7 weeks. It was almost 2 months after I made the switch. I was almost at double the numbers that I was seeing on PUBG. Wow. And I was just so happy at that point. This was actually, leading up a little bit further past that, coming into last year, right before the pandemic hit, that's when I was seeing the most growth, the highest numbers at the time that I had seen on my page personally. And then the pandemic hit, and my wife was pregnant. We were about to have our first daughter, and that presented a huge, huge, huge opportunity for me, because throughout all that, I was working full time. So that was a huge challenge for me to work, you know, a 9 to 5. I was working for an agency, and then I would have dinner with my wife during the week. And then after we had dinner, I would jump on and play from 7 till around midnight. So I did that, you know, during the week. And my numbers just, you know, kept progressing. I felt like I was getting better as a player. I was, you know, sharing to my community or with my community, you know, the things that I was loving about the game, the guns that I was rocking. Everybody was, you know, just happy to come back to the stream every day. And the pandemic hit, and I was actually able to take the opportunity to have the time off. So I spent a couple of weeks off. You know, we had our daughter Olivia, and I still had time off from my job, and I took that time and I said, babe, I want to try to do this full time. This is something that I've been working towards for a long time, and I want to give it my best shot. So what happened was I took a couple of weeks off from paternity, and then for the remainder time of my paternity, I acted as if I was playing full time. So I started streaming early in the morning. And I did, you know, 6 to 8 hours a day. And I just started building more and more and more momentum. And I got very close to I was supposed to go back to work. And I had a conversation with my wife and a good buddy of mine. And they both were like, you're seeing such a massive momentum. You cannot drop the ball on this. And so what happened was I set a goal for myself, between my wife and I, and then also for the community, if I hit 500 supporters, I would, you know, quit my full-time job and focus primarily on my content. And we hit that so quick that I didn't even believe. I couldn't believe that was even it just felt so far out. And the fact that we hit it as quickly as we did, it was just mind-blowing. For the longest time, I was like, I had imposter syndrome, because I just couldn't believe that the hype, the momentum, just everything about the channel was, you know, going that way. And last year was just such an amazing year. I know it's been a tragic one for everybody. It's been a hard year for everybody, but I can't say that as hard and tough as it was, you know, for me pursuing my dreams, it's definitely one that I will never, ever forget as well.
Yeah, that is incredible, man. But it's interesting to see how you kind of brought the community in even with you on that journey to you know, get going with it and to bring them together with it. I mean, you're already mentioning how you know, work with your community and how they help you in other ways too. So, I mean, was that something that you consciously did sit down with your wife and, you know, and was like, you know, I'm going to tell them, put out a challenge to it and whatever, and like bring the community in on with it as well?
Yeah, because a lot of people, before I even like spoke about the subject of going full time on stream, people were asking like, hey, you know, we'd love to see more of you, this and that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had that in the back of my mind that that's what I was working towards. But I did sit down with my wife and we thought that this would be the best play. Obviously, I want to be as transparent as possible about what I want to do and what my goals are. So I, yeah. You know, obviously with being that transparent, I opened it with my community and man, I still look back on that video where I hit the 500. It was just such a special day, a day that I won't forget for the rest of my life. And actually it even led to my community wanted me to stream me quitting my job because it was such a big deal. So that was kind of like a touchy subject. I did it in my way and it was the respectable way that I see it. So I recorded myself on the call. Obviously I muted all of, you know, the audio, but, essentially I broke it down what I said to them and I shared it with the community. So I wanted them all to be part of the entire process because, you know, without them, I wouldn't be there. So it only made sense.
That's cool. And so you made a video specifically, you know, for the actual announcement, yeah,
so,
I guess.
Yeah. So it was the actual video of me calling my boss and letting him know the progress that I had made off, you know, stream on creating content. And I let him know that, you know, I thanked them for having me on because I, you know, had a great time.
You didn't say, F this, I'm out of here. I'm going. suckers.
No. Even though obviously I wanted to, like deep down, it would be nice to do that. But I'm the type of person that never burns any bridges.
Yeah, sure.
And that was the Glory Gene way for me to share that with the community. So that was a blast. Everybody loved that. But obviously, you know, if I had gone the other route, there would have been a little more hype.
It'd be a bit crazy. It'd be a bit crazy, but that'd be an interesting take too for some of the content. It was the same way even for me when I went in, like I told my boss, cause I was working at a full-time job when I did it too. And you know, I was emotional and it was a very hard thing for me even to do. And I wanted to keep it a good bridge in case, you know, anything did happen that I could, you know, maybe if things don't work out, maybe I could still come back or whatever it was, you know, leave things open for it. So I see where you're coming from on that for sure. But I guess like, how did it change for you when you did have the full time, like you mentioned 6 to 8 hour streams on it, like in terms of like your day in the life, I guess, as you were doing it and even before, as you were juggling both of the items, I guess, like what were some of the challenges that you faced on that? And what was kind of those days like for you?
Yeah. So before I went full time, one of the biggest things that I felt made a big impact on me even having the ability to stream the amount that I was able to do and not only stream, but also do it consistently was communication. So that is a massive part, I think, to any relationship. So I, you know, over communicate with my wife. And I let her know she's been around. We've been married 10 years now. So we've been together for quite a bit. And I let her know that she obviously knew that gaming was my passion, just from, you know, being in a relationship with me for such a long time. So she knew how important it was for me and how much fun I had gaming. And I told her, babe, like, I want to try to do this. So is there a way that we can set a schedule that, you know, I can work, I can do the things that need to be done for the house. I can also have time for the family and I can also have time to stream. So we found a schedule that worked for myself, for her, and also for the community. And we stuck to that. And I believe honestly that that was one of the biggest things, right? Because if you're in a relationship or you have a kid or you have anybody that depends on you, if you're not clear on what it is that you're wanting to accomplish, you're going to run into a lot of roadblocks. So establishing that right at the beginning, it avoids surprises. It avoids a lot of things that may come up because you have made that commitment for that set amount of time that you guys talked about. So that was one thing. And then it was hard. Don't get me wrong. Like at the time, I didn't have a child yet, but I was working full time and it wasn't a job where I could just clock in and clock out. I had to do stuff, you know, when I wasn't working, things of that nature. And, you know, my wife also did a lot of sacrificing on her side because during the week, she would literally just have time, you know, where we ate together dinner and then I would be gaming. You know, by the time I got off stream, she would be sleeping and, you know, we'd have time on the weekends, but yeah, that was definitely a big struggle for sure. So communication and consistency is probably the two big ones that I struggled with before I was able to, you know, go full time.
Did you ever, when you were working or like when you had any other time, like, did you ever bring any of that personal content into, you know, like I've seen now, like you'll post a couple photos with you, your family and, you know, the little one and stuff. So like sometimes you'll have some of those photos. Is that something like, would you occasionally do that? Did you ever do like stories or vlogs or like anything like that? Was that part of your content ever, or is that part of your content now or something that you think about doing?
So it has not historically been a part of my content, but yeah, it is something that I want to make a norm because, like I said, I'm transparent with my community. So I want to let them in on more of what's going on in my life. Sure. That's an area where I haven't, hasn't been normal for me. And I want to change that to becoming normal because I don't see anything but upsides from doing that. But it's just really something that I personally struggle with that I need to make improvements on becoming a thing because that is something that I do like and want for, you know, myself and my community.
I'm curious too, like, do you have any, whether it was when you were kind of juggling everything all at one time or even now that you're full time and you have more time to build some things out, like, is there any systems that you've created that you think have really been helpful for you, whether that's like moderators, agents, schedules, or tools that you use, or anything that's been like a big kind of standout thing to help manage everything as you've been going?
So content wise, for the longest time, dating back to any time before January of this year, I wanted to have more of a presence in different socials, posting clips that of the content I create on the live streams. And that's just an area that I was falling short on and I knew I was falling short on. So I contracted a company to essentially get the full clip, the full video of my live streams and cut down the pieces where, you know, it's either funny or it's, you know, high action or whatever it is. And that has helped me tremendously in terms of giving me time back for other things. So I feel like that has been a substantial, even though it's an investment, but it's one that, sure, you know, some people might say that is a lot of money to put towards that. But if you're getting time back, you have to look at the upsides as well. And when I was doing it myself, I felt like I wasn't doing it to the ability or even the vision that I wanted because I wasn't happy about the time putting in versus the content, you know, the finished product that I was putting out. So that was a massive one. And I have some things that I'm still working on. So like trying to have a regular structure for my moderators where, you know, we consistently talk at, you know, set times and different projects for the stream or promotional calendars, things of that nature. So there are still things that I'm, you know, trying to put in place to help me, I guess, move forward a little bit more smoothly than I have been. So yeah, definitely areas that I'm looking to improve on.
Awesome. And then, I mean, as you've kind of been going through this, obviously 3.5 years, you mentioned, you know, it's not that much time compared to whatever. That's still a pretty significant amount of time to be doing all this, to have experience, to be consistently uploading, to do all of this. I think you're doing fantastic for, you know, for that general, but, I guess, like, is there anything that stands out to you as like a vital skill or something that you have as a creator that's helped you to keep up with it or even to do it in the pace that you have been and to find what you have?
Yeah, so I consider myself as in terms of the content that I put out, I see myself as like a top tier, you know, FPS player. I'm not the best in the world, but I'm happy of where I am. And yeah. One thing that I normally do is whenever there was a new map recently on Warzone or map update. So there's a reskin of that. So I like to watch people that, you know, are above my caliber, and I, you know, watch their content and see what they're doing, you know, the head glitches that they use and things of that nature that I can apply to myself and me becoming a better player. So that's something that I've always done and something that helps me pick up the speed in terms of learning new things, whether it's a new game, a new gun, whatever it is. That's generally what I do to, you know, catch myself up, if you will. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something that has helped tremendously. And then I'm trying to think, there's definitely so many pieces that I, you know, put together to help myself elevate from where I've been. And man, I just, one thing that I like to add is like, what, back in 2008, I was playing Call of Duty 4 and we were grinding GB matches. So we would go on, you know, rampages of, you know, winning 50 games and having 4 losses. And we actually didn't like having more than 6 losses. So whenever we had more than 6 losses, we would remake and regrind back to the top of the ladder.
Wow.
And having that level of like competitive kind of stuck with me. And it ended up getting to a point where I actually woke up one day and I hit 1 pound. I was 299 pounds. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, I can't continue down this road. I'm not healthy. I need to, you know, learn about nutrition, start exercising. So I actually quit gaming altogether and worked on my, you know, life in terms of health. I, you know, a few years, I was able to lose 90 pounds. So I did a lot of learning in that time about myself. And then once I got to the state where I was happy with myself, I missed gaming. So I came back to gaming. And one of the biggest lessons that has stuck with me is to never give up on what you really believe or never give up on your dreams. Because I knew that video games, not even at the time, content creating wasn't even a part of anything. It was just me playing games made me happy. That's where my happy space was jumping on with the boys and just having a great time playing, but not only playing at the best of all of our abilities to becoming better. So that's definitely, you know, something that has stuck with me. And I always encourage everybody, you know, people come in the chat and they're like, I'm too old to stream. And I'm like, how old are you? They're like 32. I'm like, man, you are not old at all, man. Just get on there, get hit the go live and even see if you like it, you know? So, those are, you know, a couple of things that, you know, I've experienced and they have led me to very happy places. Yeah, so I know I kind of went off topic a little bit there.
No, but I think that's right online. And I think too, just even, you know, your focus on the content in itself and you pushing yourself as a person, like that's what your stream is, right? Like the stream is you, it's Glory Gene. So, you know, you're working on improving yourself. You're working on even improving yourself in game. That's content. So for you stepping up that content and making it better, making it shine more, I think it all makes a lot of sense to me. And I guess in the direction of what you're even talking about there too, in terms of, you know, people coming to the stream, I'm sure you guys get asked all the time for tips or advice or whatever, especially you've been doing it for years now. So I guess like, what are some of the things that stand out to you or maybe advice that you would share with people, you know, as they come in and ask or just general advice for people?
Yeah. So I will touch back briefly on the communication aspect. So setting expectations and communicating with the loved ones, people that rely on you, people that, you know, are in your life and have a pretty big impact on the decisions that you make. So just having those things laid out with them, I think is something that I experienced. And I feel like a lot of people will also find value to doing this. So having that communication aspect down is a big one. Another one is consistency. And when I say consistency, I don't just mean just on the stream schedule. I mean, are you consistent in the way that you are looking at your stream? So watching your VODs and elevating that content to become even better. And I mean consistency in a bunch of different areas in terms of the way your stream is, the way your gameplay is, the way your page looks. Are things streamlined across different social media platforms? So consistency is a big one for me as well. And then another big one for me is when I first started streaming, I knew what the tone for my community. I knew what I wanted it to be like. And we have such a positive community. I have like a two rule kind of system. If somebody comes in and I know that, you know, they're new to the channel and they see something kind of negative, I'll say, hey, you're watching somebody play video games. Everybody in here is having a great time. Like, come on, man, just, you know, we're all here for a good time. So let's just chill out a little bit. You know what I mean? Just reset. And how you doing? How's your day going? And if somebody just comes from, you know, left field crazy, I just, you know, get rid of them because I don't even want that to change my mood. Yeah. I don't want, you know, anything of that nature. So, you know, obviously as the community continues to grow, that's going to be an area where I'm going to struggle to keep up with, but it's something I'm never, ever going to lose sight of because that's what I want for my community. So, I think those three things are definitely advices I would give any and everyone. I would encourage people to think about those three things, even if you already have, you know, an idea of what you want them to be like. I definitely think they will definitely help you set yourself up to success.
Awesome, man. Extremely well put. And yeah, we're getting a little long on time, so I do want to wrap it up there. If you guys want to go listen more to Glory, I'm absorbing all this and loving this, man. I really appreciate you coming on. If you guys want to go listen to more of him, check out his stream and everything, you can do so over on facebook.com/GloryGeneTV. Yeah, man. Thank you so much for coming on and really appreciate all the insight and everything you shared.
Of course. And it's an absolute pleasure and honor. Thank you for having me on. I admire what you and the team, I know there's a lot of stuff that goes behind the scenes to make this a possibility. So you guys are doing fantastic. Keep doing the amazing job that you guys are doing. Whenever people come in the stream and they say, hey, Glory, you know, can you give me some tips on becoming a streamer? I'm like, there's a perfect platform out there. Check out Pipeline. So you guys are doing great. Keep it up. And it's always a pleasure, Stone.
Awesome, man. Absolutely. And if you guys do want to listen to more podcasts and everything, you can find them at pipeline.gg. Thanks again, and happy streaming, man.
Thank you. You as well.